The answer is B, decreased serum potassium. This patient clearly has Cushing's syndrome. It's important you know for USMLE that glucocorticoids, whether we're talking endogenous cortisol or exogenous glucocorticoids such as prednisone, hydrocortisone, etc., that glucocorticoids carry a fractional mineralocorticoid effect, okay? Fludrocortisone, the treatment for Addison disease, carrying the greatest mineralocorticoid effect, meaning very similar to aldosterone, okay? Now, patients who have Cushing's, chronically elevated glucocorticoids, they can get increased potassium secretion in the distal kidney due to that fractional mineralocorticoid effect. And it's not uncommon to see, especially on internal medicine 2CK level questions, an isolated hypokalemia in these patients. So don't go start chasing alternative diagnoses saying, does this patient have hyperaldosteronism, etc.? It's not. Just be aware you can get an isolated hypokalemia in Cushing's. That's it.